Good evening, radio listening audience. I am Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, The One-Armed Bandit, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. The one-armed bandit stood silently, all alone, in an out-of-the-way corner of the casino. Its unparalleled veracity caused the local authorities to quarantine it. The owner made sure that his business was in complete compliance. This machine was totally isolated from the other games of chance equipment that only extracted reasonable, modest amounts from the clientele. Suddenly, before anyone noticed what was happening, this nuts and bolts glutton rushed across the room with premeditated avarice and gobbled a fellow machine that had just taken in a substantial sum of money. It quickly licked its lips and then stood innocently beside the next slot machine. A short young gentleman who had a pocket full of quarters approached the section where our hungry, zoomorphic beast stood, patiently waiting. As he innocently approached and started to insert his first quarter, the beast opened its jaws and absorbed him, quarters and all, into the depths of its insatiable stomach. The same thing happened to two ladies and one powerful black man who was able to grab hold of one of the casino's columns. This ended up being nothing more than a futile attempt to save himself because, though his grip was tenacious, his arm came off at the shoulder. Then this infernal machine, looking suspiciously from side to side to avoid detection, did it again. Sucked in the remaining arm and column, leaving the casino beam without support. By midnight, the violent attacker had consumed all of the slot machines and 15 unfortunate players who had gambled and lost. When he finished his work there, in two giant jumps, he was in the roulette section, still trying to hide his real purpose. He situated himself behind the croupier, who ended up being his first victim in this section of the casino. He did the same thing with eight more players and washed them down with the available money and chips. One desperate lady saw him devour two people with one swallow. However, unfortunately, before she could even scream, he picked her up from across the room and sucked her into the dark pit of his overstuffed self. Even the green cover and the roulette wheel and seven chairs followed all the other previous dinner items. He continued absorbing three more roulette tables, four blackjack areas, and three baccarat stands. He scraped up the dice pool and the onlookers. His rampage was so violent that no one had time to figure out what was happening, even when he ate the carpet and the various lamps. When this zoomorphic beast that we're calling the one-armed bandit started tearing into the ceiling, the owner realized that the culprit was the very same machine that was so dear to him that he had earlier left it tied in the corner. He was headed towards the casino safe with fateful kangaroo hops, and the boss headed out to block his path like a demon-possessed man out to stop a loved one. He was simply too late. In 30 seconds' time, naive little one arm had wiped out the total intake for the night, the reserve backup fund, and three more employees. The manager, in tears for not being able to deter him, wanted to fight his way in, kicking and slugging, but that only amused little one arm. who drew close to his master and tried to lick him lovingly. Feeling ruined and wiped out, the owner flopped down on the floor like a pet owner with a mischievous pet, while his faithful slot machine, that had been so voracious, snuggled up to him to console him. In one arm's innocent reasoning mind, he stood by, ready to consume anything to please his master. The gear assembly of this incredible demolisher digested all of what had been his evening snacks. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at ketr.org/support.